We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we're starting 6 or 7 lines on the top by the 2 dots. It's said in our Mishnah, Meis Tzarech Litol Rishus from the Yerushim. If the fellow dies, we're talking about you lent a specific Kayin, and he dies. So you have to ask the Rishus from the Yerushim if they want to pay up the father's Chayiv through the Chumas and Maishas. And if I can take up Chumas and Maishas, I'll das those Yerushim. Zok to Gemara, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Yerushim Shi Yerushim. It's Dafka Yarshim who are being Yarish. Freight the Gemara, what are you talking about? Miyik Yarshim, Yarshi? There's such thing as Yarshim that don't get a Yerusha? This is what we mean. This is what Rebbe means. She Yarshu Karkav Loish Yarshu Ksafim. This whole halacha that you could, that you turn to the Rishos and you take off Maisa on them is only if they're Yarish Karka, but not Yarish Ksafim. So first we'll say over Tosis Pshat in this Gemara. What's the Gemara talking about? So Tosis explains that we're going on the Sefer. The Sefer says, "Mhilva v'nei bezdin," so then you don't have to take rishus from the Yarshim. So that halacha is only if they were Yerush Karka. If they're Yerush Karka, so then you don't have to ask rishus from the Yarshim. You can automatically assume that they are Meshubed to the Chayv. But if it's Metaltlim, then you have to take rishus. You have to ask them. But Tosfos says that on the ratio where it was not Dama Bezdin, then of course you have to take Rishus. Either way, say if you have money, say if you have Karka, you don't have Karka, you have to take off Rishus. You have to take off Rishus. That means he's saying, the only time you don't have to take Rishus is if it's Bezdin and the fellow has Karka, because it makes them more Meshubit. If he doesn't have Karka, so then you have to take Rishus. But in the ratio, you always have to take Rishus, even if he has Karka, because he didn't do it for Bezdin. That's how Tosis learns. The Rashba argues, the Rashba holds, you always have to take Rishos. What's Pshat you always have to take Rishos? The Pshat is like this, that it's very good that the father agreed that he doesn't want to pay the money, he wants Chumas and Maestros. But the child, maybe by him, he do have to ask Rishos. Because by him, he wants rather produce rather than you get the produce. He wants the produce, he'll give the money, he'll pay the money. You have to ask him Rishus to allow the Chumas and Maisers to be taken instead of him. Remember, here, you lent $100 to the Kayin. You tell the Kayin, you know what? You keep your $100, I am going to take Chumas and Maisers. Okay? So that's he made up. You don't have to ask him again. That's he made up. When he dies, so Zok the Rashba, if the guy has Karka, so then the Yarshim are Meshubah to the Chayv. So Meshubah to the Chayv, so really I can just take off Chumas and Maisers. You owe me money. No, you have to ask the Yarshim. Maybe the Yarshim rather have the carrots and pickles than have money. And maybe they want to pay money. That's means Rishos. But if he doesn't have Karka, he's not Meshuvah at all. Because there's no Shibud on the Yarshim to pay up the Chayv. That's how the Rashba learns the Gemara. And the few Rashi said that the Yarshim not Chayv at all is a little bit shver exactly. I learned, but that's a Tumah Halachim. We're learning like the Tosfos, it's going on the Sefer, or it's going on the Resha, like the Rashba says. And the halacha is that even if he has Karka, he's Meshuvah, you ask him Rishos, do you want me to take off from the Chumas and Maestros, or do you want to pay me money? Omer Rabbi Yonison, depends how much karka he has. Heniach mole machat, goyim mole machat. If he leaves a karka the size of a needle, so that's how much you could collect. That's how much you have the shibud on. Mole kardim, goyim mole kardim. If it's the size of an X, so that's how much you collect. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no. Afil heniach mole machat, goyim mole kardim, and more and more. K'maisi rav k'tina da'abaya. The story of k'tina da'abaya, which means like this. That you collect, if someone has a little piece of karka, you could keep on collecting that piece of karka until the chayiv is paid off. Because that karka is meshubid to the chayiv, and like it brings the mice of katina. It's a gemara in ksubis. Dahu dahava maskeve meyazuzi v'shachar v'shava katina. He left a little piece of karka, shavi chamishim. So also v'al chayiv and tarfa. Also yas v'yavale. Chamishim, he gave him money. V'salku. And he said, you know what, I like that piece of karka. Here's $50, get out of here. Hadassi, then he came again. He said, well, it's Meshubah to me. So it's technically possible that a small piece of karka could pay up the chayiv. It's possible to be Meshubah, and therefore, if he has that karka, you could take off Chumas and Maestros with Rishus, if you're Rashba at least. You could take off with Rishus Chumas and Maestros for that chayiv. Al Kapanim, Ad Kan, the Mishnah, which says that you pay up the chayiv with the Chumas and Maestros. The Gemara goes to a new Indian. Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael she'omar le'levi, ma'isa yeshecha b'yadi. Yisrael goes over to Levi and says, you know what? I have ma'isa I plan on giving you. I have here a ma'isa that's in my house. I took off this ma'isa rishon. I'm planning on giving it to you. Now remember, ma'isa rishon goes to the Levi, and then the Levi takes off 10% and gives it to the Kohen. It's called Trumas ma'isa. Keep that in mind. So Yisrael Shama Levi Ma'isi Yashachav Yadi Ein Chayshem Chumas Ma'isi Shabbai. We're not worried about Chumas Ma'isi Shabbai. We'll see what this means in a second. Kor Ma'isi Yashachav Yadi. If it tells Levi I have a kor, it gives the exact amount. I have that much Ma'isi in my house. Chayshem Chumas Ma'isi Shabbai. You are Chayshem Chumas Ma'isi Shabbai. So Gemara doesn't have a few different shatim in this price to explain what we're talking about. Ma'ika Amar. What are we talking about over here? What are we referring to? Amar Abaya. How come? Yisrael Shama Levi Ma'iser Yashachav Yadi Vehelech Damav. Yisrael goes to Levi and says like this. I have in my house ma'aser from you. Here's money. Sell it to me. So Gemara says, "Ein choishim shema asa'i chumas ma'aser makam acher." You're not worried that the Levi who has ma'aser rishon in his house, he says, "You know what? That Yisrael told me he has ma'aser for me. I want that ma'aser to be chumas ma'aser for my ma'aser." So you're not choishim. He says that. You know why? Because he has no idea how much ma'aser rishon is in the Yisrael's house to find out. He doesn't know how much ma'aser is in the house to figure out how much to take off. He has to know a 10%. He has no idea how much it is. Therefore, we're not chayshish for that. But if he tells him kor ma'aser yeshiv chayadi, and I want to sell it to you, but he says kor ma'aser yeshiv chayadi v'alei helch damav chayshish and shavas shumas ma'aser amakam achar. You're worried that here the Yisrael went out to Levi and said, I have a kor ma'aser in my house from you. Here's $100 for that kor ma'aser. He says sure. The loch is, you're worried the Levi might make that kor into Trumas Meiser on the stuff he has in his house.
Right now.
So I paying for it. The more that has to cash a second. But first of all, the question is that her, if he paid for it, it's not his. It's not the Levi's anymore. Don't worry about it. So Rashi has a kasha. Look at Rashi and Maskal in Choshesh at the end of Rashi. So Rashi says, the Kivan Deloy Moshach Yochalach Zalevi. Since the Yisrael didn't make a Mashiach yet, the Levi could be Chayzer. Even though it's in the Shush of the Yisrael, so it means he's going to be Kinyan Chatzer, why Kanel Ma'isav? The money's not Kainit. Why? The aim is Kanya Levi, look at the Yisrael. When did the Levi ever be Kainit to give it to the Yisrael? But Kabbalah's Ma'is. Therefore, if he changes his mind, he can make a Chumas Ma'isav. Frank the Rajba, I don't know what you're talking about. He's saying like this. The reason why he can make a Chumas Ma'isav, the Levi making this Chumas Ma'isav, is because the he never gave it to the Israel because he never coined it himself. So therefore, he can still be Chayzer. Break the Rajba. So how are you making it the Chumas Ma'aser? It's not yours. That's the X. And the Tosfos says different cash. Tosfos says the cash should be Kinyan Chatzer. It isn't like Rashi's Teretz because you can't imagine his Teretz. Tosfos says it should be Kinyan Chatzer. That's Tosfos' cash. Tosfos Rosh asks, also, Tosfos Rosh also asks on Rashi, and he says that he brings that Rashi. He says, the perish with gumgum, the mat sarkh mashicha, kiven chucha yeshav, imshim like kanya hai kain the liknu yeshav, I'm kain, I feel mashicha la mehanya, el vada vishusha kain la, la bay mashicha. He says, it wouldn't even help, he says, because it wouldn't make, the yeshav make mashicha yet. If the lady didn't get it, what would mashicha help? Like the Rashi, mamish rafs and igor, his whole Rashi. So the way the Rishonim answer the Rashi is, there must be some kind of musig that it's enough the Levi's that it takes Chumas Meiser, but it's not enough to Levi's that you can make a Kinyan Chatzer on it and you can buy it from him. It's somehow like that, some in-between thing. But Tosfos learns that the question of the Gemara was, maybe he made a Chumas Meiser before you sold it. That's what we worry about. Maybe he made it a Chumas Meiser before you sold it. Before you sold it, maybe he made it a Chumas Meiser. That's how Tosfos learns. That's the Chashash. Maybe the Levi made it a Chumas Meiser before it was sold. And according to Tosfos, the case where the Levi is kainit, either it's Bekiri Kuna or it's Zeicha Decherim. Was that your question? Here, it's kainit right there. He made it to Trumas Meisah before he sold it. Right, told him now, and he's strict. Yeah. He told him Kumar's video. He said, right away, he says to himself, to be Trumas Meisah. He said, okay, let's handle the sale now. Yeah, as he does. So Mara has a kasha. Mara has a kasha on the whole story. Otto Brashia, Skinam to my Rasha, the Shakal Domi, Mashu, the Trumas Meisah. Why would Chayes Trumas Meisah? Is he a Rasha? Either Rashpshah or Taisishpshah. Either way, if he Rashpshah is doing it after he takes the money, or if he Taisis, he did it in his mind, then he took the money, he took it out of Rasha, there can't be Pshah in this price. Other Rashia skin the shakul dummy master shumas maisa, Elamar Mashar Shabraja Idi, Hakikamar. Yisrael Sha'amal Ben Levi, hold the shot. Yisrael Sha'amal Ben Levi, Maisal Vicha Viyadecha. Yisrael tells Ben Levi that, you know what? Your father, before he passed away, I had a maisa for him. I was planning on giving him the maisa. He's a Makir Kuna, Makir Levia. I was planning on giving him the maisa. So here's Halach Dhamma, let me buy it from you, the son. The father made a chumas ma'isa. Why? Because even though he told his father about this, but he didn't tell him how much it was. So we're not chayshu, the father before he died made it into chumas ma'isa. But if it's a kor ma'isa, he tells the son, I have a kor ma'isa, and I told your father about it, here's money for it. You're worried that maybe the father made a chumas ma'isa. So that's the pshat and the brayza, very gshmak pshat. They're talking about the father's meiser, and I told your father, then the father died. So then I tell the son, here's money for it. So if it's an exact amount, we'll worry the father made it the chumas meiser al makam acher. For the Gemara, v'chi nechstu chaverim lichum shloim l'amukif. The loch is when you take off chumas meiser, you have to take it off next to the meiser. So here, the chumas meiser was in your house, so it's not mukif. What's the problem mukif? So Rashi learns the problem mukif is, why you have to mukif is, because maybe it's not be'en. Therefore, you always do mukif. So Rashi is like a din derabanan, because maybe it's not be'en. Tosfos holds that it's really a din deraisa. Chuma gedoyla is din deraisa, and chumas meiser has learned out otu chumas gedoyla deraisa. So that's why it's derabanan. Not because it might get ruined, because otu chuma deraisa. But the Gemara's kash bottom line is, what happened to him in a mukif? Elamar of Ashi. So again, the first shot we slogged up Otav Rashiya Skinim. The second shot we slogged up because Lachari, you have to take Menamukif. So Akhtamar of Pshah is like this. Elamar of Ashi, Yach Kamar. Ben Yisrael Shomel Levi, Kach Omeli Abba, Maisa Lecha Beyadi, Oy Maisa Leavicha Beyadi. The case was the opposite. Not that the Levi, it was the Levi's father. It was the giver, the Yisrael's father, who left over. That's the ikka point of this. Ben Yisrael, Sha'amal Levi, Kach Amli Abba. My father said, Maisa Chabiyadi. My father left over Maisa for you. Oy Maisa Lavi Chabiyadi. Okay, that's something to take out. Choshil Chumas Maisa Shabbai. Which means the Levi has to take off Chumas Maisa. You don't assume the Yisrael, the father, took off Chumas Maisa. Kivin like kids, like Masakalai, Balabai. Since you didn't know exact amount, so the Balabai probably would not take it. But kor ma'isel chaviyadi, if he says my father said exactly a kor is left over, or kor ma'isel chaviyadi, ain't chayus chumas ma'isel, which means the Levi does not have to take off chumas ma'isel now, because we can assume the father did already. Keeping the kids takuna to kara balabais, there's a muchzik that a chaver does not leave anything not masukin. So a chiddush, the father takes off chumas ma'isel, which means. Of Yenim, yeah. It's Yenim's Maisa Rishon. The father took of Chumas Maisa because he knew how much it was. Exactly how much it was. Therefore, Chumas Maisa is exactly 10%. You have to know how much it is. So therefore, you take it off. So even though maybe we would like to stop here, we can't stop in the middle of a sugya. Zog to Gemara, what are you talking about? Since when did you ever hear that a Yisroel took of Chumas Maisa? It's then on the Levi. Right, the Gemara, but he asked, or it's just the Baal Bayis took of Chumas Maisa? Could the Baal Bayis take off Chumas Maisa? Where is it in? Yes. We're going according to Abba Loza ben Gamlihi. The time of the Braisa. Abba Loza ben Gamla Oimer. The Pasuk says, this is talking to the Levi. It says to the Levi, V'levim daba leim, v'amart leim, kisichu meis ver Yisrael sa meiser. When you take meiser from Yisrael, so you know what you should do? You should take off meiser and a meiser, which is trumas meiser. And it says in the Pasuk, v'nechshav lachem, chumaschem, your trumas meiser is like dogo min ha-goyron, u'kem leim min ha-yakev. Which means, it's saying, your trumas meiser is like chuma gedayla. Zog the Pasuk, v'nechshav chumaschem, b'shtei trumas kosev adaber. Achas chuma gedol v'achas chumas meiser. It's saying your chumas meiser is like the dog of my garden, which is chumas meiser. Geshem chuma gedol and tells ba'imed v'machshava, just like chuma gedol can be taken ba'imed. You don't have to have exact amount because chuma loch is chita achas p'teres sakri. So even though the minigas take 1/50th or 1/40th, you don't have to have exact amount. You don't have to measure exactly. It can be ba'imed. Also machshava. Why? Because v'nechshav, and it's a kach chumas meiser that tells ba'imed machshava. Can be ba'imed machshava. We take about every machshava, and like Rashi points out, the machshava part doesn't have to learn that from tshuva because all part of the pasuk is first. V'nechshav lachem tshumaschem kedogam in agarin. So the machshava is cool, is pashut, but the oimed learning out tshuma gedayla, we're learning out from tshumas ma'aser from tshuma gedayla. Ukeshem sheser rishus ba'al. Another thing we learn out. Ukeshem sheser rishus ba'al ba'is litcham tshuma gedayla. The ba'al ba'is says rishus take tshuma gedayla. Kach yesler rishus ba'al ba'is litcham tshuma ma'aser. The same way ba'al ba'is take tshuma gedayla, he could also take tshuma ma'aser, and that's pshat. We were saying before that when the father leaves over something, if it's a kor, you can assume he's taking tshuma ma'aser. Why is he taking tshuma ma'aser? Because you're allowed to take tshuma ma'aser, and therefore you're mechayev to masak and everything. Since you could do it, we assume you did it. I can ask me a kasha, a bumba question, l'chayra, if we're going according to Smadiyam, what does it say here? I could do ba'aymed. If I could do ba'imid, so it says there's two cases in the brisa. If it's not exact amount, you assume he didn't take off Chumas Ma'isa. Why is it not how much it is? But if it's exact amount, he took off Chumas Ma'isa. We just said that Abba, this one, the Yoma, Abba Loza Ben Gamla holds that you could take off ba'imid. So what's the problem? You know, ask the kasha toysis. Toysis ma'isa kiv loy kits. Ask the kasha. From Toyma, it's on the bottom of Lama Beis, the second bottom toysis. From Toyma, Vamuki loka Abba Loza Ben Gamla, the Oma tells ma'imid. We can't kill loy kites, nami lech, still ma'tuk run is the kind of ba'is ma'imid. And for toysis, that the only time you do ma'imid is only it's your own. But here, you don't mean mafsid the Levi or the Kayin. Here it's a Yisrael taking off. A Yisrael doesn't take off for Oymid. Why? Because either way, he doesn't want to lose the Kayin or Levi. It's not his to lose. Bishlam, when he's taking his own, so he'll go like he'll be Rav Kastik. He'll take extra and take away. He's a Levi. He'll take extra and give it to the Kayin. He could do that. But here, it's a third person. He doesn't know who to give the loss to. He can't just do Oymid. He has to do exact. And therefore, even Abba Allah Zaman Gam will agree that you have to do exact when it's someone else's Chumas Maisa. Akapadim, Agamara says, Pshah and the Brisa is beautiful, it's going on the Yisrael, and the Yisrael can take off Chumas Maisa for this Mandiyama, and he does not leave anything, it's not Misukin.